is Dr. Anita with another Diamond Moment. The diamonds of our lives are produced through time, heat, and pressure. The experiences that we've had in the past can act as the foundation and the building blocks for your future if you are brave enough, courageous enough to challenge where you've been in order to have the success in where you want to go. If you've been with me for the past few episodes, you know that we've been looking at the relevance of spiritual things, how our spiritual life can interact and intersect our current living situations. How do the things that have defined us also limit us? And when we come to that place of challenging what has held us back, many times it brushes up against who we thought we were. And therefore, it is one of those topics that many people will shy away from. Many people will condemn others when their belief system is even asked to be evaluated. Why does that happen? It happens because we've been taught that anything that doesn't line up with a historic past is bad, it's something to be feared, it will cause you to go and to hell, to be damned. And what we've been presenting has been a different narrative in terms of looking at where we are now, because our current lives are changing due to truth being revealed into the world at this time. We've been talking about intuition, being able to look within, to listen to the voice that is within you. And instead of lining our lives in tradition, line our lives in truth. And that truth being what lines up with your inner man. Most of us, if we have any age or experience on us, have developed the ability to question untruth. We're able to know when somebody talks too much, they're lying. We're able to understand that people are willing to deceive. People are willing to present whatever front that they will best benefit them as it relates to what they want out of you. And so it takes really listening to your inner man to navigate the highways and the byways of the deceit sometimes that we're met with. Anytime you're dealing with something that has an intrinsic value to someone else, you also have to be mindful of the character of that person. And oftentimes, the character of that person may not necessarily be convenient with what you're experiencing or where you are at this time. It's necessary for us to be able to evaluate, to discern, to look at relationships, to look at interactions, and to be able to bring a balance between what we know to be true and what we are experiencing at this time. And sometimes, even though it may be very uncomfortable, it takes a little bit of time to be able to get an accurate accounting of where you are now in light of where you've been, who you've been around, the experiences that you've had, and where you want to go in the future. It takes a little time. We have to be patient with ourselves. We have to be patient with the fact that right now we're building new highways on which to travel. We're challenging where we've been, we've looked at, and if you haven't done so, there's over 100 episodes that have been recorded thus far. Go back and listen. They weren't just episodes of what we're talking about now. but we've dealt with all different types of issues. We've looking at and putting together the ability to do shadow work. Shadow work means to look at what is hiding in the shadows, turn a light on it, because when we turn the light on it, the shadow disappears. We've got to be able to evaluate where we've been, what held us up and hindered us in the past, in order to get beyond that and reach our individual goals. I said individual for a reason, because we are all different. Your goals don't necessarily need to match up with someone else's goals. Who you are is intrinsically who you are. And many times we dim our own light by trying to fit into someone else's vision of who we should be. Many times we hinder our own walk because we've limited ourselves to what someone else thinks that we should do. We have cut off our own future because we have listened to outside voices outside of that still quiet voice within, in which God, Creator, Source, the universe is attempting to guide our steps, because it was easier to listen to somebody else. It was easier to side with somebody else than to allow ourselves to have a unique and individual voice, an original voice of our own, to determine if this is my life, how do I want to live it? We look at society as a whole. We look at what the political climate might say. We look at what the people that were involved in our spiritual lives might be telling us, and we've not necessarily looked at the character of the people that are talking. Okay, so when we're evaluating right now and looking at spiritual things, we've said it before, spiritual things create the life that we see and that we're living. Spiritual things are what we are walking through on a daily basis. The way that we believe. Do you believe that life is supposed to be hard and it's supposed to be a struggle? Do you believe that you are limited on the level of life that you can have due to the church that you go to, the church that you attend, the fellowship that you're in, what they believe has become what you believe, whether it stifles who you are or not. And so we've been looking at spiritual things in order to determine what is real, what is not. As I said, I believe in the truth of Scripture. And I said that to you because there is an untruth that was propagated for someone else's benefit. And when we go back and be courageous enough to question, why is it this way? Many times we will get the answers that we have so desperately needed to set us free to be able to have the life that we've wanted to have. I talked to you about two people, and I know that I butchered his name, so just forgive me, Mario Bellino and Paul Wallace, and a series that they did about Elohim, the powerful ones that show up in the first verse of the first chapter of the canonized scripture that we use. And I said, listen to the content. Don't look at the thumbnails, because we know all of that is done as a way to grab your attention and draw you in. So I'm not looking at thumbnails. I'm not looking at that. I'm asking you to listen to what they've learned, what they've said, and what they're doing. Learn what they're presenting in terms of the translation for the scripture that many of us have based our entire lives on, and understand what they're telling you and how it is becoming truth of the day. The things that had been hidden, we're in that season where they're coming to light. So don't be surprised. If you look at anything in terms of archaeology or documentaries and things like that, they're beginning to bring out that information. Some of the biblical depictions that are being brought now are bringing out that information, bringing out the difference in the names that are given, the way that the culture functioned. And those are the things that you need to be aware of. Understanding how those things are impacting where you are right now. So I don't want to force anything down anyone's throat. What I do want is for you to examine for yourself. Research for yourself. Find out for yourself. And as the truth of scripture says, you will know that truth, and that truth will set you free. But it's only the truth that you're able to learn. It's only that which you're able to be exposed to that leads to the freedom that can open up the doors of your life to everything that you've ever wanted to do, to be, to see, to have. And it takes courage to do that. We, again, have been taught that if you ask a question, that'll send you to hell. If you question, if you ask of a leader, we don't talk about that here. Those things have been positioned in order to keep you within a structure. And this is the time that that structure is being changed and the truth is being is replacing the lie that we've been given, because we have a different place that we're in right now that you have to be aware of so that you can take your rightful place and do what you've been positioned here to do. I hope that this has been a help to you. I hope that you will continue staying with me, and I truly hope that you will research with Mauro Bellino and Paul Wallace, the episodes that they do talking about the Elohim, the powerful ones, is really important. The changes in the translation of the scripture and why it had been changed. Paul brings up a very important part, and he terms it that the old and the new were glued together. The Old Testament and the New Testament were glued together in order to continue the narrative that they were trying to put across. But many of the words, many of the terminology that's used is not correct, and it was purposely entered incorrectly. This is Dr. Anita. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. Visit my website, www.dranitamc.com. That's DrAnitaMC.com. Join me on Noom, Vibe, and on Fanbase. Don't forget to get your copy of A Diamond Journey Journal. Becoming is a process, and a process has stages.